Introducing DBM, the premium AV distributor, bringing the highest quality video and audio to your clients. Here at DBM, we pride ourselves on providing customizable bespoke packages and invite you to join us through the entire process, ensuring a truly personalized experience. Our highly trained, experienced team members will ensure a seamless installation with support always at hand. Your journey to elevated AV integration starts today with DBM.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to The Integrated Home, the podcast that's produced by the home integration community for the home integration community. My name is Jeff Hayward. I am here at ISE 24 and in the company of two very expert social media people. On my left is Amanda Wildman from True Media Home. Amanda, hello.
Hi, how's it going?
Very good. And on my right is Jen Mallett from Level Up Automation. Jen, welcome to the show.
Thank you. Great to be here.
Excellent. Right. Now, we are going to talk social media tips today. It's a minefield for a lot of integrators. And the platform that I really want to focus on today is Instagram, which for me personally is the one that integrators should make most of because it's about our industry. It's very visual. It's also very experiential, and there's a lot of great video content you can put on Instagram. So, Amanda, just give me a few insights into how you're using Instagram for your business.
Well, I think, first of all, we just came from the class, which was awesome, well attended, and I think people came home with great tips and tricks. And with the social media, it's just a moment of making sure that you get started. And particularly with Instagram, not worrying so much that everything is always exactly perfect. Now, your feed or your page, those are pictures that are going to stick around for a little bit longer. Those you might want to take a little bit more time on. Those are the ones that designers are going to show off. I always look at that as that's kind of like my book or my portfolio that I'm going to show people. But some of the things like the reels and the stories, and we spoke about that today, those can be a little bit more forgiving. They can be a little bit more fun. They can offer a little bit more of your personality. And that's a really great opportunity for integrators to go ahead and let their personality out, show who it is that they are, and kind of really show their voice in the market.
Interesting. And what about you, Jen? How important is Instagram for your Level Up Automation?
I think social media and Instagram for us, really, you know, that's our industry, where our industry really lives. It is our best digital portfolio. It is our way to connect with builders, interior designers, and architects to show them what we're capable of. And it's also a means for us to connect with other integrators within our community, in our industry, and support each other. As we are really, you know, we're a young industry still on the residential side, and we utilize it as a platform to really kind of show that we're trusted advisors with all of this emerging technology stuff. So it's our number one platform by far. We love it.
Cool. And let's talk about some content ideas that work really well on Instagram. Amanda, do you want to give us some things that have worked really well for you that other integrators might think, hey, I can do that?
Yeah, so I think we talked in the class a little bit about, you know, things that can help you along. We spoke about hashtags a little bit. And one of the tools that really helps me to work with that is WordBoard. And it allows you to kind of create this special customized keyboard right on your phone. Very, very easy, very inexpensive to do. But it allows you to, in a second, to go ahead and add all of your hashtags. Because like Jen actually does all of their social media. I do all of my social media, maybe with a little bit of help, you know, here and there along the way. Integrators can feel like we carry and we wear a lot of different hats. So how do we make the time for it? So I think finding tools like WordBoard, and then I talked about CapCut to help, you know, put together reels where when you don't really know what you want to do, you find those trending reels or those trending little short videos. It allows you very easily and very quickly to just go ahead and import your pictures. And in less than a minute or two, you have content created. And for integrators who are just looking to get in, we probably, part of the reason we wait is we've got so many things to do. We think there's no way that we can do this as well. So utilizing some of those tools out there to make it quick and make it efficient to be able to do allows you to kind of jump into that game.
So you could have, for example, a series of still pictures of a room you might have done and go into CapCut, apply some amazing effects, which you can do. And that's how much does that cost, CapCut?
CapCut I actually use for free.
You're kidding
yeah,
me.
Yeah, no. So that one I actually use as a free one. And so I don't even know exactly where CapCut like kind of got created or whatever, but it feels to me like it's a whole bunch of probably my kids or my kids' age creating all these really cool templates and stuff. And they have time to do that, right? I don't have time to do that. So I'll just scroll through. I'll find one that I kind of like. And it allows you to use the template, click on your pictures, upload your pictures to it. And in less than probably a minute, literally 60 seconds, I can export a really, really great video that looks like I was a genius, and I'm totally not. But it looks like, you know, you're really smart or you're really cool or you really know what you're doing. And all I did was pick a couple of pictures and smack it into a template. So
fantastic. And I know a lot of integrators out there might be doing talks or being part of panel discussions or whatever. And I know you do a lot of that, Jen. So Instagram isn't really the platform. If you want to look at something, you don't necessarily want to be watching somebody talk, or do you?
We found that video plays very well on Instagram.
Okay.
Shorter clips underneath 60 seconds in particular. So one of the tools that we talked about in the panel today is a tool called Opus Clip, which takes long format video and using AI and a bunch of data underneath that, takes that video and then puts it in bite-sized snippets for you, 15 seconds, 30 seconds. And then rates that clip, understanding how popular that clip is going to be, predicting how popular it's going to be. So it's been a really valuable tool, and it's also free for the initial version. You literally copy and paste the video link to it, and in a couple minutes, you'll have anywhere between 5 to 10 short 15 to second video clips that not only are they categorized by content of whatever that video was, so if we had a panel on lighting and wireless networks, it would automatically take all the lighting relevant content and put it together. And then the other thing it does, which I think is really helpful for Instagram in particular, is not everybody has their sound on, right? So how can you communicate through video? And it automatically puts captions in along with emphasis around really good words. So that's been magic for us, and it helps us look bigger than what we are.
100%. Right? Like, that's what we're all trying to do, right?
Yeah,
is absolutely. Big goal.
Us and our large marketing department. But Opus Clip, fantastic tool.
And integrators might be familiar with a tool like Canva, and that's a really useful design tool as well.
Yeah, I think Jen and I both use Canva, and we use it a lot. You know, I'll let Jen talk a little bit about what she likes to use with it, but I know it's going to come out because we also do TikTok. And so for people who struggle or don't know how to start with Canva, when I first started with my account, I also simultaneously was starting my TikTok account. And I actually started finding a lot of really great tutorials on TikTok of how to utilize Canva. So what's interesting about that is I'm using one social media platform to help educate me on how to be better on another social media platform. So it's kind of interesting. I mean, I do post stuff out on TikTok, but I also use it as a great tutorial. And you can search, you know, Canva hacks or Canva tips right on TikTok. And in a short 60 second, they'll give you a really quick bite of how to create something in Canva, especially something that's popular, or how to use their templates. Or one that's sticking out in my mind is people are starting to use like the letters underneath the image. So you can have like a moving video of an image of like, say, a movie, for example, and you can make the word movie, you know, go across it, and that same image is still going on there. It's a super simple tip that you get on TikTok, and they will literally show you step by step how to do it. And again, you look bigger than what you are, and you look absolutely brilliant. And all you did was copy the tip that someone else gave you out there.
And what about, Amanda, what about trending sounds? Because Canva can help you with that too?
Well, so Canva can help you with that. But what I find is with trending sounds, it's almost better to use the trending sound specifically in the platform. So when you go through, like I do spend a little bit of time, like I'm sure many people, mindlessly scrolling through my feeds. And if you go through reels, you'll find ones that you like or that have a trending sound. And one in particular that we talked about in the class is, this is going to be a terrible impression because I can't do a Kardashian impression. But in the United States, the Kardashians are pretty popular. And so there's one on there where they're talking from one of the shows and they're like, oh, Chris, like, this is amazing. Like, And she goes, I know, I just love it. It's awesome. It's everything I ever wanted, or something along those lines. And it was a clip from the show where they were, I don't even know what they were doing, but it's a trending sound on Instagram. And if you scroll through and you find it, there's a little flag kind of in the lower like right hand corner. You can save that sound and then you can use it again later. So I think I stole that sound, or I used it, and then I put my own video behind it, and I did it with shades kind of closing down. So I've got a video of some shades that we did with our company. And as the shades are closing, it's like, oh, Chris, like, you know, that was the coolest thing. And she's like, I know, I just love it, you know, and it's showing my, you know, video. And it kind of goes viral that way because it was a trending sound, and everybody else that was using it at that time, they were showing it for things that they really liked or they really loved. And what was unique is like not a lot of tech things showed up in there, but like my shades and my tech things showed up. So I think integrators have a really unique opportunity where if we use those trending sounds, sometimes people get numb when they just scroll through and they see the same thing over and over and over again with those trending sounds. But then all of a sudden they see one with tech. It almost makes them pause and stop because we're a little bit different.
Yeah, excellent. And in terms of the sort of content that integrators can put out there, something as simple as a blind going up and down, anything that moves is great.
I mean, we're so used to all the cool stuff we have, right? And some of our most popular posts are around automated shades and lighting controls. And you know, they're very, very impactful visually, right? So we found a lot of success there.
And even somebody doing something as simple as showing a little movie clip of them pushing a button on a control panel and yep. something happening, great video content.
Yeah. Even, you know, we have a demo kit in our showroom outside Boston. It's a Lutron demo kit. And we placed it on our counter, and our logo is behind the counter, right? And we just took a 15-second clip of it going up and down and then putting some trending music to it. And it got our brand out there. It got exposure to what wireless shades and things like that. And then it had the music element. So it was entertaining for people. I think that's a good mix.
So what piece of advice would you have for integrators who may be a little bit nervous about Instagram? What do you think the best thing to do would be?
Just do it. Just get into it. Do it. Don't worry about making mistakes. Get it started. And I think over time, you'll find your voice and it'll help you with your brand and your company. But I think you've got to go through the practice of trying to figure out what's going to be good content, what's the audience I want to speak to. And I think it, at the end of the day, it helps people become better business managers because their talk track is more refined because they've had to take what is a very broad industry with very broad benefits and be able to put it down into 15, 30 second, 60 second bites. So I would say that the piece of advice is start, even if you don't publish things, which you should anyway, it'll help you just with your business and your talking points.
So don't overthink it, Amanda.
Absolutely not. No, Jen's spot on. I mean, just start. I think so many of us, like, we get paralyzed by the fear of perfection, you know, where we think we have to be perfect. And when it comes to social media, I think statistically, it actually responds worse if everything's too perfect, you know, and people want to see a little bit of your personality. You know, I mean, yes, we have some really great, pretty pictures and we want our projects to look, you know, perfect and we want them to look great. But when we're talking about them, when we're describing them, if you stumble maybe a little bit over the words, it's okay. You know, if you sound a little extra excited in your voice, it's probably actually better. Share that out there. And also understand, like, I grew up in a generation where everybody was like, be careful, someone's going to take a picture and it's going to last forever. And yes, this stuff is out there pretty much for forever, but there's so much of it out there. And I guess somebody will. They'll find a terrible picture of me, or they'll screenshot a video I did where, you know, I probably have my mouth hanging open or my eyes kind of rolled back or, you know, something like that in the process. But you know what? Just put it out there. Just do it. We're so ripe for opportunity. I mean, if you don't know where to start, also to look at fashion brands because they did really, really well and see what they're using. What sounds are they using? What trends are they doing? And then think, and it lets you be more creative. Like, think, how can I take those trends and how can I apply those to technology? How can I make technology look a little bit cooler, a little bit more sexy, or, you know, whatever the case may be? And following trends that other people do can be really helpful for that.
I would definitely recommend following at True Media Home and at Level Up Automation. See what these guys do because they get a lot of it right. So you'll get some great ideas and you'll get some, you know, you may be inspired. Who knows? Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thanks for listening, and thanks to our supporters, distributed by Meridian. We support Together for Cinema. Thank you for listening.
The Integrated Home supports Together for Cinema. Together for Cinema is an AV industry movement that designs and installs cinema rooms in children's hospices across the UK. So far, thanks to the huge generosity of manufacturers, distributors and integrators freely giving of their time, products and expertise, we've created 21 dedicated cinemas. In these special places, children, their families, staff and volunteers are now enjoying fantastic movie experiences together. We want to build more rooms in more hospices for more children. To do that, we need your help. Visit togetherforcinema.co.uk and find out how you can be involved to help make short lives that little bit better.